Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hands on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. There is virtually nothing included in the Gospels, I mean the details of the stories, that are put there just as historical reference or as filler. They are put there because in the details we see a revelation of the truth, of how God interacts in our lives, and how we're meant to interact with one another as true disciples. And the miracle stories are very much in that vein. They are not put there to be extraordinary stories that are just exciting to hear, but they always teach a deeper truth that's meant to be transformative for us. And in this particular gospel, the healing of this man who was deaf, we see that in order to truly be disciples of Jesus, we have to have our ears opened. We have to listen, and listen with the intent of understanding. And that can be, at times, a difficult thing to achieve. One of my favorite quotes, and depending on the source you look to, it could be from Abraham Lincoln, it could be from Mark Twain, or from several others, but I'm pretty sure it was Twain, at least in this form, and this is a bit of a paraphrase. "Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt." And those are pretty good words to learn from. Because oftentimes it's only in careful listening that we begin to develop an understanding of another, that we can begin to see past our biases and prejudices to see who someone truly is and what truly affects their life. And all you need to do is look at the basis of our American political system to see the necessity for that. Because it is truly based more on listening than speaking, on trying to understand the other in order to find common ground and to work for the betterment of all. But what has happened, and I think most of you would probably agree, is that the gift of listening has disappeared. And instead, many of our political leaders would rather speak to hear themselves speak. That they are so rooted in their own narrow focus that they never take even an instant to listen to the other, to find where they may be able to work on problems with some kind of commonality to find solutions. And in fact, we often refer to those who are able to do that and do it well as statesmen or statesperson. Ones that were willing to listen to the other in order to find what is best for all. Well, we always need to be extremely careful that we as a church, and when I say we as a church, I mean we as individuals in the greater body of Christ, always listen more than we speak, and always seek to find understanding in what we hear. Because it's only in that that we can also hear the often quiet whisper that is the voice of Jesus Christ speaking to us, reminding us to be just a touch less judgmental, a touch more understanding, and always more merciful. So perhaps a good prayer for all of us this week is simply to ask God to open our ears. Ephphatha, be opened.